Legislation to limit Delaware law enforcement cooperating with federal immigration agents is headed for a House vote. The legislative package from State Representative Sean Lynn aims to prevent immigration arrests at sensitive areas like daycares, schools, and nursing homes. Delaware police would have to get approval from the state attorney general's office first. However, law enforcement says the legislation ties cops' hands. Marvin Maley with the Delaware Association of Chiefs of Police says asking permission is a non-starter.
Consider exigent circumstances, a violent situation might unfold, and law enforcement is forced to stand outside and wait for the authorization of the Attorney General to act. Would you want your family members put in that situation? I don't think anybody would.
A spokesperson with Delaware's AG's office says they support the bill but prefer another measure that doesn't include action by the Attorney General. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says the future is bright for power production in the Keystone State. For WHYY, Julia Zenkovich reports on his vision for PA's energy industry.
After a tour of the National Energy Technology Laboratory in Brewston Monday, McCormick said he wants to harness Pennsylvania's natural resources and expand its role in America's energy sector. Pennsylvania is already the second largest natural gas producer in the country, but McCormick says lab research on technology to extract lithium from fracking wastewater, for example, could spur even more investment. The technology could reduce American reliance on imports. Lithium is in everything from cell phones to car batteries, but most of it currently comes from China. McCormick says Pennsylvania could be key for increased domestic production.
If we can find out how to commercialize that process, that's going to give us a great pushback on China's dependence. It'd be huge for our region.
McCormick plans to host an energy and innovation summit at Carnegie Mellon University next month.
That was Julia Zenkovich reporting for WHYY. Warm and muggy out there. It is 73% humidity, temperature sitting at 77 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia.